it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alrighty, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. My name is Josh. Hope everyone had a good day of World Cup football. Match day 3 for groups A and B. Groups A, well, I guess we'll just go over group A first because they played first today. Senegal and Netherlands going through. Netherlands beat Qatar 2-0. Frankie de Jong scores in the 49th minute, and then Cody Gakpo scores earlier in the 26th minute to give the Dutch a win and secure their spot at the top of the group. They pretty much just dominated this game. 4 shots on target, 63% possession. Again, like I say dominate, but Qatar still had 3 shots on target. This wasn't, I don't know. I'm still not to the point where I feel like the Netherlands are in that top tier. I think they're probably like kind of right below Argentina, if I had to say. There's definitely talent. There's potential. I think when you have Memphis Depay coming back at full strength and starting for them like he did today, their attacking potential is a lot more. The thing that concerns me about them is they're going to play. They don't play as attacking as I think they probably could. I think with the emergence of Cody Gakpo, having Memphis Depay back, I think they should play more on the front foot, and they might do that in their knockout stage match this weekend. The match of the day was Senegal against Ecuador, a really thrilling match. First half, Senegal get a penalty from Ismaël Sarr in the 44th minute to put them up 1-0. Then in the 67th minute, Ecuador equalize. Moises Caicedo equalizes for Ecuador, but that only lasted 3 minutes because then Kayobide, I'm sorry, that pronunciation is wrong, but the captain equalizes or puts Senegal up ahead, and they end up winning the match. And I'm really happy for them. It's really cool to see an African team go through as the first of the tournaments. They didn't have the majority of the possession. They didn't have as many shots on goal as Ecuador. But to see them get through without Sadio Mane is very impressive. They're going to play England, I believe, in the knockout stage. So definitely something that they're going to have to work for. But still exciting, impressive. And it's going to be interesting to see how they perform in the next round. Moving on, England beat Wales 3-0. Marcus Rashford with the brace, Phil Foden with another goal to put themselves top of the group. Wales only had 35% of the possession in the game. They needed to win and win pretty dramatically. They just didn't have it. They just don't have the type of talent to compete with a team like England. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. England secured top of group B. And let's just get into the U.S.-Iran match. You know, it just feels good. The U.S. beat Iran in a game that, yet again, was just way too close for... The U.S., they have decent talent. Like you saw, despite England's mismanagement in the match against them, the U.S. were able to get a draw with England. Like, that's impressive. The game plan in the second half against Wales and then against Iran is questionable. I don't know if I feel the same way about Greg Berhalter that English fans feel about Gareth Southgate, probably not as extreme, but I just feel like they cower when they should be much more confident a lot of times, and it's frustrating as an American fan. That being said, I'll happily take a win. And now we look forward to facing the Dutch on Saturday at 10 a.m. And then the other match will, I'm assuming that same day is going to be England against Senegal, I believe. But, or actually, England versus Senegal is on Sunday. This is interesting. Okay, Google might be lying to me. I'm going to have to double check the schedules for the knockout round. But either way, tomorrow, it's Lionel Messi day. Let's start off in Group D, 10 a.m., France, Tunisia, Australia against Denmark. France has already booked their spot. They should still beat Tunisia. France and or Australia and Denmark is going to be fascinating. Denmark has been more than happy to sit back, absorb pressure. They have to be on the front foot against Australia to come away and have a chance to advance. They need a win, and they should be talented enough to do it, but... I don't know. I haven't liked what I've seen from them so far, and I was excited to watch them coming into the tournament. So a little disappointed. Group C.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time. Lionel Messi, Argentina play against Poland. Messi really, really needs a win. I say Messi. That's so disrespectful. Argentina really need a win. They could technically do it on a draw. They could come in second to Poland in the group on a draw. So long as Mexico wins and the goal differential stays, you know, and they still have the lead in goal differential. Right now they have a 3-goal differential lead over Mexico and a 2-goal differential lead over Saudi Arabia. Again, there's a path. Easiest path is to beat Poland in advance. Saudi Arabia and Mexico is fascinating because Mexico, Mexican fans, from what I've seen, are not happy with Tata Martino. They weren't happy with him before. And coming away with a -2-goal differential and only 1 point so far and potentially last in your group would be brutal for that team. So if they get a win and they're able to do it, getting a decent goal differential while Argentina beat Poland, they could theoretically still advance, which is kind of crazy. But you just have to hope that Argentina beats Poland like 2-0 and you beat Saudi Arabia 2-0. And then I think it comes down to head-to-head, which was a draw. And after that, I cannot remember. So easiest path for Mexico is to blow out Saudi Arabia. Easiest path for Poland, get a draw. Argentina, get a win. It's as easy as all of those scenarios that I just rattled off quickly for everybody to remember. Shorter one today because I feel like I've been pontificating the last few days. Everyone, enjoy the matches tomorrow. Thursday is going to be another thrilling day with Spain, Belgium, Croatia, Germany, and all that. So we're getting down to it. Everyone, enjoy the matches tomorrow, and I will talk to you later.